This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, broadcasting live from that of Brookfield, Wisconsin, right outside of Milwaukee, Wisconsin. We're going to be preaching here tomorrow at Brookfield Embassy Suite at 10 a.m. Brookfield Embassy Suite at 10 a.m. Last time we preached here, folks, it was a packed house. So if you're in the area, please come out. We would love to meet you. Brookfield Embassy Suite, 10 a.m. Downstairs on the main floor at the front desk. And then throughout the week, we will be in Michigan, 7 days set up there. And then on Sunday, we will be in Ohio. And then we'll turn around, come back, and set up for our next run. I know we got that of Des Moines in our sights for the next run, which will be in February. Also Tennessee and others. So we've got a lot of things coming up here, friends. Again, we're staying the course here because at the end of the day, we can believe that we can do it because God said it. Therefore, I believe it. That settles it, right? We're talking about the new normal, and I'm just kind of going through a plethora of different topics. And I'm just letting you know, sometimes it's kind of difficult to operate what I have in front of me because you have one system in front of you rather than two, and you're not in a studio setting. So please do forgive me of my shortcomings, but we're doing what we can do with the means in which we have to make it happen. So, again, we are live on the road. We're going to be here for the next week, and we're doing our best to convey to you the information that we would convey to you while we were in and are in the studio. So, with that said, friends, if you want to call in at any time, we'd love to hear from you. Again, we're seeing more people begin to kick back some of their comments on social media platforms. That number is 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-482-9933. So let me get back to some of the things that we're going to be talking about here, because again, we're talking about how they want to call it the new normal. And I just showed you a couple minutes ago this new baller, they call him a footballer, over in that of Malaysia. They are seeing their players fall over dead, having heart attacks and dying. And somehow or another, we're supposed to expect that this is the new normal. Well, look at this. This was also just reported, friends, by Red Voice Radio, or media, I'm sorry. The new normal, 400 athletes collapsing and dying just in the last 6 months. Did you hear what I said? 400 athletes mysteriously, that's what they want to push it off as, a mystery. But 400 athletes collapsing and dying just in the last 6 months. Isn't that what our friend Dr. Sherry Tenpenny shared with us about 6 months ago? She gave it 6 months to a year and a half. She said, we're going to start seeing these people fall over from these shots, these experimental jabs. Was she right, or is Anthony Fauci right? Well, listen, I want to tell you what's happening with Anthony Fauci right now. He's being grilled by your conservative, yesterday's liberals, Matthew 5:13, by the conservatives of the day, the best that you have. He's being grilled. Americans, where's the justice? You know what's happening with Anthony Fauci right now, friends? He's being grilled by Rand Paul. He's being grilled by Rand Paul. That's why we call them the great American appeasers. Hey, Americans, where's the justice? But this is what you put up with. Hey, Americans, did you see this? Ted Cruz is grilling Anthony Fauci. Do you know that? Where's the justice? How come he hasn't been stopped? Anybody paying attention? Why we call them appeasers? Oh, did you see Jim Jordan just ripped? This is all new. Just ripped into Anthony Fauci. How many people are dying because of Anthony Fauci right now? And you're settling for the fact that Jim Jordan or Ted Cruz or Marco Rubio or Rand Paul is drilling into someone that's responsible for the crimes against humanity? Do you see how this works? It doesn't. It doesn't work. This is judgment turned backwards. The truth has fallen in the street. Because what most people don't realize is Ted Cruz and Marco Rubio and that of Jim Jordan and that of Rand Paul, they're a part of the team and not your team. Because if they were a part of your team, they would have put a stop to this a long, long time ago. But they didn't do that. See, what they want you to believe through this transition of deception is they want you to, Ephesians 4:14, consider the source, John 8:44, they want you to take on the new normal. Then they want you to play stupid. Furthermore, they're not just doing that, but they want you to accuse the other side of what it is that they themselves are guilty of. Because over the last week, friends, we went down the road of bringing up a couple Holocaust survivors, Kitty Werthmann being one of them, telling the American people that you're basically walking to the same beat or to the same drum, marching to the same drum of that of the Nazis back in the 1930s, the Germans. Then we showed you another video of another woman that told you, a Holocaust survivor, that said what they did back then is exactly what they're doing here. She said under Adolf Hitler and the SS and the Third Reich and Adolf Hitler's evil regime, she said it was an epidemic, infectious epidemic. She said they separated the people, basically the Jews, the dissidents, and or, friends, and or the gypsies to concentration camps. And what did they do? They convinced 80 million people in Germany that all of those people that didn't go along with this epidemic of the infectious, because they didn't go along with Adolf Hitler, they needed to be thrown in concentration camps. What is Anthony Fauci doing? What is Walensky doing? These devils directly incarnate from hell? What are they doing? They're blaming the unvaccinated for the crimes that they're responsible for committing. Anybody paying attention, Americans? I'm not trying to presume that I'm the only one that knows anything that's going on here, but I just wonder why we're still in the position of being on the defensive in this country when we're the ones that have every right in the world to enforce the laws against those that are committing the crimes against us. You catching on? I told you what's coming up down the road. Folks, this ministry is literally waiting for the people to catch up. That's it. I've said it for years that either you accept this message, repent, and bring forth fruits of repentance, 2 Corinthians 7:10-11, or else you're going to be judged. And you're still in the position of being on the defensive rather than the offensive. That's not the sign of a Christian, friend. That's the sign of someone that's dead in their sins. We're going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
Wisconsin Christian News, a 48-page national newspaper unlike anything you've seen before. Hard-hitting commentaries, politically incorrect, vital news and information you can't get anywhere else. Get a free sample copy. Email rob@wisconsinchristiannews.com and mention the name Bradley Dean. Caution, side effects of this newspaper for liberals and evangelifish include, but are not limited to, uncontrolled fits of rage, weeping and wailing, and the urge to curl up in a fetal position in a safe space in your mama's basement.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, broadcasting live from that of Milwaukee, Wisconsin, Brookfield, Wisconsin. We're going to be preaching here tomorrow morning. And I was just highlighting the fact that right now, friends, they're trying to call it the new normal. And I was just sharing with you during the last segment. So, you know, again, you have this is all brand new information, friends, just keeping you abreast as to what's going on day by day. And I know that we've named Ted Cruz. I know that we've named Rand Paul and Jim Jordan. And that we've named Marco Rubio as doing nothing more than grilling that of Tony Fauci. And Robert Kennedy Jr. just got done writing a book in great detail concerning the real Anthony Fauci. The man's a criminal, and we all know that he's a criminal. And the American people have somehow been appeased to believe that the best that the conservatives have by doing nothing more than just simply grilling Anthony Fauci is enough, when in fact a lot of people are dying on a global basis. Then I got on to the fact that, friends, that we had Kitty Werthmann. I did an event with her out in Georgia back in 2013, who was telling the American people that, listen, you're marching to the same drum as the Germans did under the Nazis back in the 1930s. And this is the message we have been given the American people, and I just love it. And then I said, we're waiting here at the Sons of Liberty Media.com for the world to catch up. The Holy Ghost has us way ahead of the game here, friends, and we're slowly catching up. And if that's your resolve that you're looking for, is to listen to your favorite radio show host or television show host talk about all the things that are going bad here again, no wonder why you're a succumber to the spirit of the world, because of what you feed on. And you deserve what you get. You reap what you sow. The Lord told us that we're supposed to be careful of every single word that comes out of our heart and out of our mouth, because we're going to be held accountable for it. We're to be careful of those things that which we see and those things that which we hear. The Lord said, take heed. That means pay careful attention. Gosh. You know, and it's interesting how I get around people that call themselves Christians, and then they start to manifest, and they start to tell me about how Satan is the god of this world. Yes, he is. But I want to tell you who the Lord of Lords is and the God of Gods is. He's the one that died on the cross, which is the power of God into salvation. He's the one that said it was finished. And see, most spiritual people don't understand that what the bad guys did to Christ was the demonstration of the power of God, because we're called to be witnesses of the resurrection for the cross, and the power of the cross is the demonstration of that power. Had they known, they would have not crucified the Lord of Glory. They love to sit there and talk about how he's the prince of the air, but the Bible tells us in Luke 10:19 that Jesus gave us all power and all authority over him, right? And then Jesus said, what is it that overcomes the world? Even our faith. 1 John 5:4. Who gave us that faith? Hebrews 12:2. He's the author and the finisher of our faith. And if that's the faith that we have, that means we're born of the Spirit of God. And guess what the response of that fruit and that Spirit's going to be as he leads us? Romans 8:14. He's going to lead us to victory in Christ. Period. We're called to be witnesses of the resurrection, folks. We can't. That spirit, that life is everlasting. The spirit of resurrection is all power wielded over the enemy, friend. That's what we're supposed to take dominion. We're supposed to be made more than conquerors, remember? 1 John 4:4, greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. But I keep hearing all of these professed, and that's all they are, professed Christians, talk about how Satan, they love to magnify and extol Satan. Where's the Lord in all this? He's the creator of all things. He's the governor of all nations. The Bible tells us that the government is upon his shoulders, not upon Satan's shoulders. What is the Lord? Did he lose on Calvary, on Golgotha or Golgotha? No, he did not. It was a victory, not a defeat. Let the enemy do their worst, because they are. Everybody's talking about having a revival in the church in America today. You cannot revive that which is not dead to self. Period. Oh, I hear it all the time. Come on down south here, brother. We'll have a revival meeting. Really? Isn't that not the will of the Spirit and not the will of the flesh? So how are you willing in the flesh what only God can will in the Spirit? You better be careful. Folks, I'm here to tell you what America needs is an avalanche, as Leonard Ravenhill rightly said, of a spirit of godly repentance. Repentance towards God and faith in Jesus Christ. That's what America needs. As much, I just got to tell you, as much as I get frustrated, you want to talk about transparency? You get it here all the time. All the time. You get to the point where you're almost sarcastic about what you're saying because you believe yourself for the good of others. You spend yourself on others all day long. You sacrifice everything you are for others. And what do? They spit in your face. They act like you're way out there. They act like it's not applicable to them. They act like they're reading a different Bible than I'm reading. So the problem is, they're not reading the Bible. And the only thing that they're showing guys like me is their hypocrisy by not taking heed to the Word of God. And if they're not taking heed to the Word of God, it shows me they never repented before God because they're not in Christ Jesus. We're to put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh. That's not what they do. They feed on the flesh. And they continuously succumb to this world. And then they wonder why. Do I feel sorry for them? No, I don't. They're self-deceived and they're willfully deceived. Let me say it again. They're willfully deceived. Hey, folks, going through the book of Jeremiah right now, do you understand that there's a point where the Lord says no more? We're done? Do you understand that? Is that the death knell that I mean to preach here? No, that's not what I so desire. And I guarantee it wasn't Jeremiah's desire, neither, when the Lord finally said to him, I'm done. Don't pray for him. There's nothing that you can do. I'm going to judge this people. And then the Lord begins to pronounce judgments on them. And then what the Lord says on that day when judgments begin to rain on the people, where there's no turning back from this merciful God, do remember that there comes a point where he begins to rain down judgments and there is no return of that judgment. He will purge those people in judgment because they continuously refuse to hear his mercies. And what is this mercy? What you're hearing right now. America, you need to repent. You have violated God's moral law, Exodus 20. You've had other gods. You've created gods to suit your sin, which do not exist. You've taken the name of the Lord thy God in vain. And the Lord said that he will not hold you guiltless. You violated his Sabbath day. You've dishonored your parents, thereby dishonoring God. You've killed, Jesus said in Matthew 5, even if you're angry with your brothers without a cause, you shall be in danger of the judgment. That's number six. Number seven is, thou shalt not commit adultery. You've committed adultery. Jesus said, even if you look at a man or a woman to lust after him, you have committed adultery. You are guilty as H-E double hockey stick. Unless you fail to repent, you will die in your sins. Number eight is, thou shalt not steal. You've stolen, regardless of the cost. Number nine is, you've lied. You've lied over and over and over again. And the Bible tells us in Proverbs 19:9, a false witness shall not go unpunished. Revelation 21, verse 8 tells us that no liar shall have his part in the book of life. He shall have his part in the lake of fire. Folks, that's the message of the gospel right there on the other side of this. There is no good news until you receive the fact that you are guilty as hell before God. That is why you need to repent. Romans 3:20, I just gave you a knowledge of your sin by the use of the law, which drives you to Jesus Christ while you still have time, where you put your faith in him. And when you're born of the Spirit, John 3:3, guess what happens? You bring forth fruits of repentance. You take indignation upon those things that you used to serve, namely sin and the nails that put Christ on the cross. You take vengeance on sin. You take vengeance on those that violate law. We magnify the law. We establish the law through faith. Romans 3:31. Did you hear me? Romans 3:31. So when I sound a little sarcastic, it gets to the point where, friends, you come back over and over and over again, town after town. I'm going on, what, 2,500 times now. And I go back to some places where I was before, and they didn't hear a word that was said. And they're still playing the same game. It's time to back off from that and find people that will listen, because that's my objective. We're going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A shooting at an Oregon concert venue has left six people injured and police looking for the shooter. The Eugene Police Department said it received reports of shots fired outside Wow Hall about 9:30 on Friday night. The shooting took place during a concert by rappers Lil Bean and Zay Bang. Eugene Police Chief Chris Skinner.
We responded to a scene and a call of gunshots here at the WOW Hall. We've got six victims that we know of gunshot wounds. One is critical and is at the hospital in surgery. Don't know the status of the others, but as you can imagine, the investigation is going to be ongoing. It's in its early stages. And what we're really struggling with is the fact that we know we have witnesses. We just need people to feel comfortable to bring that forward so we can better understand what happened.
This is USA Radio News. A winter storm is hitting the nation from the Carolinas all the way up through the Dakotas. Store shelves are being emptied as people prepare for the storm. In eastern Minnesota, wind gusts of up to 20 miles per hour made it difficult for anyone trying to keep the streets clear.
The wind will make life a whole lot worse for us. I mean, you can keep up the snow, but the wind's not going to be your friend at all.
The National Weather Service says some people might see as much as 20 straight hours of snow. And the West Coast is watching for high water due to a tsunami advisory after an underwater volcano erupted near Tonga. Dave Snyder is at the National Tsunami Warning Center.
We've heard of some minor impacts there around the Los Angeles area, parking lot flooding, I think. But on the other side of things, we've heard of impacts around Hawaii, where they've had boats moved out of the water and onto the dock. So we're just beginning to see that from the initial wave moving in.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Broadcasting live from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, Brookfield, Wisconsin. Again, we'll be here at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. Brookfield Embassy Suite starts at 10 a.m. I wanted to get back to point. And I just want to answer one more objective, if you wouldn't mind. I know people will say, well, Bradley, I thought we serve a loving God. Well, we totally serve a loving God. What is it that you don't understand about the cross? I mean, you violate God's moral law. Jesus steps into your place, takes the fine. He goes to the cross, dies for your sins, bleeds Calvary red with his blood. He washes you in his blood. And we're still trying to figure out if God is a loving God, if God is a merciful God. Come on, guys. I mean, that's a slap in the face to the Most High God. See, that's the problem, is out of gratitude, if people really understood what the Lord did on their behalf, they wouldn't be running from him. They would be running to him. They wouldn't think that he's an angry God. He is angry at the wicked every day, mind you, those that willfully go on in their sin, and they're to find out it's to be the wicked. They know to do right, but they do it not. And those are the people I'm talking to right now. They deserve what they get. They've rejected the mercy of God. God doesn't reject you. You reject God. And that's what people need to hear. It may not be what you want to hear, but it's what you need to hear. People in hell, God didn't reject them. They rejected God. And if you want to talk about the heart of God, then look to the cross of Jesus Christ. For Christ has also suffered for sins, the just, him, for the unjust, me and you. Being put to death in the flesh, him, but quickened by the Spirit. That's what he gives unto us when we deny ourselves and take up our cross and follow his example. The heart of God is the cross of Christ. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. That is love. There is no greater love than that, John 15, 13. So let's put into perspective how the scriptures lay out who the Lord is and what it is that he has done for us to redeem us back unto himself. Because, friends, I'm here to tell you that there is no greater love. There is no other great. There's not a greater example than what I just told you, than what Christ has done and what the Lord has done through Christ for us. Amen? So let's get back over to this. Let's get back to the point. And what I want to show you is this woman. I showed this last week, but I want you to see it for yourselves.
Thanks for us.
And I want you to hear it for yourselves. And what I have to do here, I'm sorry, I have to set this down and go back again. I'm on the road, and I have to go and mute this, and then I got to come back here. I give you negative, and then I'm going to pull this back up, and then I want you to hear this from a Holocaust survivor. And I want you to understand that she is talking to us right now, just so we're clear on what we're conveying here.
It was only 3 and a half when my family and I were evicted from our home and deported to a concentration camp. Fear of infection epidemic was exactly what the Nazis used to demonize Jews as spreaders of disease. Today, the unvaccinated are being accused of being spreaders of disease.
Let's do that one more time.
I was only 3 and a half when my family and I were evicted from our home and deported to a concentration camp. Fear of infectious epidemic was exactly what the Nazis used to demonize Jews as spreaders of disease.
Today, the unvaccinated are being accused of being spreaders of disease. Everybody hear that? Is that what's happening today? Is this what we just methodically and systematically rolled out for you to understand how they're playing the game? Folks, it's exactly what they did. I don't have time to go over to that of Kitty Werthmann, but do go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, and you'll find out real quick as to information from Holocaust survivors as to the fact that they've seen all of this before, all of it. So if you're a partaker of it, at this point, I want to say it again. There's no excuse as to why you're going along with this agenda when you've been given all of the information that you've been given. I've been told now that people that even went along with the fear that the government pushed about getting vaccinated with these experimental jabs, they didn't want to listen to the doctors because they didn't want to dig a little further than the censorship that was going on with big tech companies. They didn't want to do it. They just wanted to listen to the mainstream media that they tell everybody else they don't believe, right? Romans 1:18. But what's interesting to note is a lot of those people that now got the experimental jabs see that it's not about the experimental jabs because they've seen what came in right after that was the talk of vaccine passports. But let's go beyond that. What they did is they noticed that Fauci and Walensky and Gates and all the other unqualified devils came out and told you that now you need another booster shot, and now they're to the point where they are talking about another booster shot, up to 4 shots. I just did a piece last week on the show here showing you the videos of all the people in Israel in the hundreds of thousands protesting their government and defying in revolt towards their acts of tyranny there. And it was interesting that the mainstream media came in and did a piece of, you know, a pleasant little mall area where it says get your vaccination, and they have some old lady down there getting her shot, like everybody's just going along with it. Well, I showed the people the contrast between what's really happening and how the mainstream media is trying to put it off. A lot of those people are wishing they didn't, those that jumped the gun. But I'm here to tell you, I don't know that there's any, 10 penny, Dr. 10 penny, that there's absolutely nothing that you can do once you get it. I believe Tim Brown's morning show highlights the fact that there may be some things coming out where some of these things can be extracted from your body. We'll see how that goes. But the point is we, if we'd have listened to the Lord, we wouldn't have done this in the first place, because we see that the life is in the blood, and we can see that the devil comes to steal, kill, and destroy, Leviticus 17:11, John 10:10. So if we put two and two together, we can see the direction that they're going. And if you have just went back to the Spanish flu back in 1919, the same exact thing was going on with different people pushing the same agenda. And we also know that none of those that were a part of the said vaccinations back during the time of the Spanish flu, opposite of what Donald Trump told you, the only people that died were the ones that got the vaccinations during the Spanish flu era. The people that lived weren't the ones that got the shot. And it's the same thing going on here now. Okay? Last week, I played a video of a woman with a mask on, anonymous. She wanted to keep her anonymity, and she did so. And she broke it down in stating that the first shot begins to break down your system. She said that's why they want another booster shot, is because it will further break down your system. Then they want to give you another one. And she said, if you die, that's okay, because that works for their global agenda concerning world population. I say, if that's the case, Americans, let them go first. And then she said the fourth one comes into play. If they live through it, great, that's okay. But then they become dependent upon the pharmaceutical companies to continuously get their shots. She said it was an eight-week cycle to rebuild up your white cells. And she said all of these said experimental jabs are there to break down that system. They're there to break down that system. Again, if you die, that's okay, but they're looking to make dependent. Okay? We shared that information with you, okay? And this is where it gets to the point where it's like, okay, but look at the people that just did what they're told because they want to accept the fact that this is the new norm. And it's not the new norm. It's not my new norm. The new norm here, friends, is to purge corruption in our government. The new norm is to right the wrongs, because we still have the freedom to do that. The new norm to me, friends, is to understand what peace is really like, because my whole entire life I've never known it, and I'm not looking to get out of the will of God. I mean to be in the center of it. And I do understand much of it. If you read Psalm 23, you'll understand what I'm talking about, if you already don't. But I'm here to tell you, friends, they want the new norm is for people to just fall over and you say nothing and just keep playing along with it. And I'm here to tell you, friends, no, no. I have up on social media platforms right now, sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and beforeitsnews.com, the new normal. This is how they're reporting it. 400 athletes collapsing and dying, again, just in the last 6 months. What I want to do is when we come back from this up-and-coming hard break, I want to show you some of these athletes that are dying off. Oh, I just seen another scroll of all these actresses and actors that have died off in 2021. It's astounding, the ignorance that's going on here. Active as it isn't happening, but again, I'm also talking to a people that have acted since 1973 as if their government hasn't murdered 62 million babies, their own babies. So I'm doing my best here, folks, by the grace of God. Yeah, and we will overcome in Jesus' name. Going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Again, we will be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Dan Pillow of TaxHelpOnline.com. You know, our Christian heritage is under attack from every direction, so it's never been more important for Christians to understand our heritage and the truth about American history. I can't think of a better place to get this important knowledge than from Bradley Dean. The Sons of Liberty radio show and sonsofliberty.com bring you the important lessons of history that the left is working to scrub out of existence.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsofliberty.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
It's a fact. The best time to prepare for bad times is during good times. When you know a big storm is coming, you prepare in advance. Same goes for our future. Things seem calm right now, so it's the perfect time to prepare for the next big crisis or disaster. That's why you should stock up on emergency food from MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's largest preparedness company, with millions of happy, well-prepared customers. Our food kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They're an insurance policy you can eat. When you need it, it'll be there. Shop dozens of food storage kits now at MyPatriotSupply.com. Our kits give you an abundance of food, totaling over 2,000 calories a day. Every family member in America needs one of these kits. So go to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Do it before the peanut butter hits the fan again. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Again to the Sons of Liberty, one more time broadcasting live out of Milwaukee. And Milwaukee, Wisconsin will be in Brookfield, Wisconsin tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock in the morning. Last time it was packed, we're expecting the same result here tomorrow. I'm sorry, as far as the attendance goes, the results. And Brookfield, Wisconsin, Embassy Suites, 10 a.m. tomorrow morning. I want to show you what's going on before I show you finally this is not the new norm, regardless of what anybody has to say. And I want to bring you over to another country, friends, where people are being arrested for not showing their vaccination certificate. In the state of Minnesota, the said criminal, and he's a communist, he's a Marxist is what he is. His name is Tim Walz. He was not voted in by the people, neither was Keith Ellison. But they are driving this sort of mentality down the people's throats as if to suggest that you now need to show your proof of vaccination. This is in Minnesota, friends, and I'm sure it's in other parts of the country as well, Washington, Oregon, so on and so forth. But it needs to be stopped. California's another one of them. It needs to be stopped. And the governors need to be lawfully held accountable by the people, period. That's your resolve, okay? That's why I keep going there. But let me bring you over to this country, and I want to show you how these agents of the state are still daring the justice of the people and testing their steel towards the very people that they're supposed to, in fact, serve. They're trying to sell themselves as helping the people who haven't had their double vaccination, they said. These are not police officers, again, friends. They're agents of the state. They're playing a very dangerous game. Go ahead and look at Kazakhstan right now. It's not faring well with them at all. In Spain, we found that the people, the police officers, those that were working for the tyrants, have now joined the people, like that of France as well. So I would suggest to all these agents of the state, they better wake up and smell the coffee. Look at these guys. This isn't law enforcement. Look at these. Friends, do you understand that this is a pretended authority? This is a pretended authority. And look at how the people are turning on each other. This is the end aim, by the way. We've seen that through the mayor in the state of California. He wanted to steal money from taxpayers to have you snitch on your friends. You've just seen this happen here. I believe we're in Australia. These are not police. These are agents of the state enforcing that which is unlawful. I believe this is Australia. Okay? Look at this.
You cannot arrest her.
Obstructing justice for her not going along. Look at these people. They act like they're doing their job. Look at the way they're treating this lady.
What are you putting that bag on?
Leave her alone.
This is not law enforcement, friends.
I hope you guys are happy with yourselves.
This is insanity. Look at the way this agent of the state is talking to her. Friends, I want to reiterate the point that over the last week, we spent time showing you the video in Kazakhstan. Remember the government there said that you're going to have to show the proof of vaccinations or else you're not going to be able to access your bank records. You're not going to be able to buy and sell. That's not a government, friends. That's tyranny. And I'm trying to put this in contrast to what is in fact happening. People are dying from this, but they want to take the innocent people that are not going along with the propaganda, and they're accusing the unvaccinated for what the vaccinated are responsible for. This is what I'm trying to show you. In Kazakhstan, just last week, friends, the people revolted. 24 hours later, that government was overthrown. Do you remember, right, when the people began to protest in Kazakhstan just this last week? Do you remember the government came out and told the military and the police, go ahead and shoot to kill? Ooh, that was a bad call. Within 24 hours, it was all over for them. And isn't it interesting how the mainstream media put those people that were not going to submit themselves to the oppressor as being insurrectionists? It's happening here. Just this week as well, in America, the DOJ, they came forward and said that they're going to create an arm of the Department of Justice, they call it, in America, to basically deal with the threat, the increasing threat of domestic terrorism. I want to tell you who the terrorists are. Anthony Fauci, Joe Biden, Donald Trump. I want to tell you who the terrorists are. Those that are going along with this administration and the WHO and the CDC, the Walensky's of the world. He says, folks, this is Nuremberg trials before genocide. But the problem is the genocide has happened already, as I'm about ready to show you right now, and it's happening right in front of our faces. We can act like it's not happening all day long, but the fact of the matter is, it is. Okay? Let's just go ahead and keep our heads stuck in the sand and act like it's not happening, friends. These are all the people that are dying from these experimental jabs. And they want you to believe that it has nothing to do with what they're pushing right now. Again, it comes down to a genocide. Look at all these kids. young kids dying, 14-year-old kids dying or in fighting for their life. 54-year-old man dies of a heart attack during a match. Well, what's the common thread? They all got the experimental jab, only to go into the hospital. Then to find out that the administrators are being incentivized to give them the PCR test before they're administered to the hospital. Then to find out that the doctors and nurses are being given bonuses to admit them into the hospital, then to give them a bonus to put them on mechanical ventilators, which a high percentage of the people die that are put on them. And if that's not bad enough, adding insult to injury, friends, what do? They're even giving bonuses to that of, they're giving bonuses to that of the coroner, regardless of how they die. They're telling the coroners that they get a bonus if they go ahead and fabricate the death certificate and put on the death certificate, again, regardless of how they died, to COVID. They all get a bonus for this. Do you understand what's going on? Folks, a lot of people have played the Judas, Luke 22:48, and selling you down the river. Look at all of these young people that are dying, that took the government for face value and trusting what they said, only to find out it just cost them their life because they didn't pull the curtain back to see that this is done, has been done over and over and over again on these experimental jabs. Well, isn't it interesting, too, in Maryland just yesterday, the governor, with the military behind him standing there during this press conference, was talking about testing people and then putting them on remdesivir, which, by the way, for those that do not know what remdesivir does, is it shuts down your body's organs. Okay? So they want you to go to the hospital, get the test. They want to administer you and admit you into the hospital. They want to put you on a mechanical ventilator. And they, if you die, they get a bonus for basically contriving as to how you truly died, fabricating how you died. Guess where all this money's coming from, friends? And I checked my own backyard. And sure enough, $15 million is going into the state of Minnesota. Guess where this money's coming from? If you have a job, I want to tell you right now, the federal government and the state government are stealing your money, and they're paying these people literally to kill you in the process, while they profit from your death. Bradley, that's really extreme. You know what? Yes, it is. So let's deal with those extremists. Because, again, friends, this comes down to crimes against humanity. We better deal with them accordingly. Folks, love you by what we do. We'll talk to you in 23. Wake up to what's going on and get real about the issues in which we face today.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.